This poem is called I Am Really Sick, and I created it after the crisis in the countryside in the year 2000, when over 5 million creatures had to be slaughtered because of foot and mouth. It's an interpolated text in that it has words that I heard people speak on radio and television, and in between those words, we have Wordsworth's Last of the Flock from the Lyrical Ballads of 1798. And I perceive this as for two groups of voices. I am really sick of having my withers wrung by in distant countries I have been. Grown men crying on television. And yet I have not often seen, in front of the camera, old men, young, a healthy man, a man full grown, men breaking down in tears, weep in the public roads alone. All the slog over so many years, but such a one on English ground, me granddad began our herd, and in the broad highway I met, spent all my life on the farm, along the broad highway he came, can't replace that special stock, his cheeks with tears were wet. Don't want your money, the big man blubbed. Sturdy he seemed, though he was sad. Give me back my animals! And in his arms a lamb he had. Some claim it is the farmer's fault. He saw me, and he turned aside. The fields crawl with flocks of sheep, as if he wished himself to hide, spreading disease like wildfire. Then, with his coat, he made essay. Why should they whine when told to cull, to wipe those briny tears away? What nonsense, to pretend to care! I followed him and said, my friend, they only fatten for the chop. What ails you? Wherefore weep you so? Compensation's there on cue. Shame on me, sir, this lusty lamb. For those that lambed at midnight, he makes my tears to flow. Out on the bitter hillside, today I fetched him from the rock. For the slaughterer at dawn, he is the last of all my flock.